Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Utilay Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, thanks for joining us again today on His Ability. This is your host, Lynn Suzak, and I am pleased to say that I have again with us another program with Ashley Terades from England originally, right, Ashley?
That's right.
And I always have to tell people because obviously, you know, you're not from the United States. And we're doing radio, and you can tell. And
Most people can guess by my accent. I'm not from the States. I'm from England originally.
It's always interesting to listen to. It's actually a very pleasant accent. I know that you know people are going to be rolling around on this dial and going, who's that? Where's he from? So it makes it all more interesting. Ashley, last week we talked about, and our audience can go to my website and listen to our program from last week. It's hisability.com, and it's about Ashley and his wife have a daughter, and she was healed miraculously of a deadly disease that was killing her, and I don't know how many years ago that was, Ashley.
That was coming up for 4 years ago now.
Well, 4 years, and that was one of the five healing stories that's on a Healing Journeys DVD that is given out or actually sold by Andrew Womack Ministries. You can find those stories free of charge on Andrew's website. It's awmi.net. And I was just really encouraged I've just watched them over and over again because they answer so many questions. All of those miracles answer so many questions for me and have strengthened my faith in believing that God wants me well. I know I knew that, but as we've talked about before, you know, I'm in a wheelchair. I've been waiting for my healing, but then now I'm pursuing my healing. I believe God could heal me. I believed He wanted to heal me, but I was like, what is taking so long? So as I pursued my healing, I ran across Andrew Womack's ministry, where he's like the only one out there telling you God does definitely want you well, and He wants you well today. It's He's kind of waiting on us, not us waiting on Him. So let me have you finish. Last week we talked about the fact that your daughter was healed by prayer. Actually, Andrew was the one praying over her, and let's go into detail about how that actually took place, if you would.
Yeah, well, we basically took her to the conference. The doctors had given up hope on her and said that they gave her about a week to live. So we took her up to Andrew's conference in England, and basically she was actually in the cry room, in the baby cry room, because she was in so much pain. And Andrew came back, just himself and his wife. And we just told him everything that was wrong with her and told her how bad it was. And he just smiled and just said, well, this is a piece of cake for Jesus.
Amen.
And me and my wife were like, wow, he really believes this. He's not even, you know, and what I've learned since is, you know, He's elevated the word of God to such a point where any disease doesn't faze him because, you know, he knows that the name of Jesus is more powerful.
Amen.
So he basically just laid hands and prayed for a very simple prayer and just told the disease to go in Jesus' name and just told her body to be restored. And she was actually asleep in a stroller at the time, and he left. It was only about 5-10 minutes was with him. And Andrew left, and then when Hannah woke up, we just looked her in the face and just said, looked her in the eye and said, Hannah, while you were asleep, Jesus healed you. And you've been healed while you were asleep. And she just smiled. The first time she smiled for weeks, it seemed like. And she said, I want to eat. I want to go and eat. And she hadn't asked to eat because for her, eating meant pain.
Hmm.
And certainly during this time, she was on this backpack formula. She couldn't eat anyway. She could only drink water. She wasn't allowed to eat. So we said, well, what do you want to eat? She said, I want a McDonald's. So we put her in the car and we drove around. We couldn't find McDonald's. And we found a KFC, and we went into the KFC, and we ordered some chicken and fries. And she just sat at the table and started eating this chicken and eating these fries. And like I said, she'd never, ever been able to swallow lumps all her life. But she was just eating this chicken and swallowing it and eating these fries and swallowing it. Then we got chocolate brownies and ice cream. And she was just eating this food and swallowing it like there was nothing wrong with her.
Wow.
And there was no reaction until that night. That night she started to choke. And I just told her the choking to stop in Jesus' name. I just commanded the choking to stop, and it stopped. And then it happened one more time the next day. She started choking, and that stopped.
Let me stop you there for a second because As you know, as I know, Andrew teaches us to speak to the mountain, like the scriptures say, which is very different from what we've heard in our churches. We're always begging God to do it, and then we get panicked about things, you know, returning. Oh no, it's not working. But because you had so much teaching under your belt, you knew that that was the proper response to this trying to come back.
That's right. We'd listen to Andrew's. He's got a teaching called A Better Way to Pray. And, you know, and that's very different to what we'd learned. Like I said, we'd been born again, both of us, for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And we believed in God. We believed in the power of prayer. But most of our prayers seemed to be begging God to do things. And now I seem to pray more now, but now I pray more just thanking God and just praising him. And it's more like a friendship rather than me just begging him. Mm-hmm. So when problems come around, like when my daughter started choking, rather than, you know, just beg God, I just spoke to the mountain. I just spoke to the problem and commanded the problem to stop, because, you know, I believe God's given us authority on the earth. Mm-hmm. And in his name, in the name of Jesus, you know, we've got that authority, and we can use that authority when the devil comes against us. And, you know, I just told the choking to stop, and it stopped right there. Mm-hmm. And that was nearly 4 years ago. I think it was about 3.5 years ago. And she's been absolutely fine since. She's never had any return of the disease. The doctors are happy with her. They actually checked her over. 6 months later, the doctors did a full checkup. And they actually said to us then, they said, Hannah, you're perfect. Mm. We can't find one thing wrong with you. You're perfect. And she just smiled and said to them, I know I'm perfect. and that was it. They didn't want to see her anymore. So 6 months later, they admitted that there's absolutely nothing wrong with her.
Mm. And you know, you just have to stop yourself from going unbelievable. You know, you can't say that. I mean, what do we say? Awesome. You know, just because it is so far out of our normal reach to believe that this can happen.
That's right. It took. I mean, she was healed instantly. It took the doctor 6 months to believe it. But In the end, they actually put on one of their reports, act of God, a miracle. That was the only way they could explain it, because it was just such an instant turnaround.
And you know, we just don't hear enough of that because the media doesn't show it. They don't, you know, it's just miracles are definitely happening, and we need to proclaim that and let the world know. But Ashley, I know one of the biggest problems in the churches with us not being able to believe is that we have wrong knowledge. We don't understand that God wants us well. We don't, if we, you know, once you know that what God's will is beforehand, then that's what you believe. But when we have this constant, you know, is it God's will or isn't it? That's where the unbelief comes in, right?
That's right. You know, we can't receive anything if we're double-minded, if we're not sure, you know. We should receive healing like we received our salvation, in faith and knowing that God wants us saved 100%. God wants us in heaven. And, we, you know, if we wasn't sure, if we're like, well, maybe God does, maybe God doesn't,
right,
we would be unsure about our salvation. But, you know, God wants us well. And, you know, in James it says, you know, submit to God and resist the devil. Well, if you don't know what God's will for your life is, it's very difficult to submit to that.
Right.
And it's very difficult to come against the devil when he comes against you, because you're not sure what's from God and what's from the enemy. So it's a knowledge problem, really. It says that, you know, my people perish with lack of knowledge.
Right.
And I think when we get the word of God taught in a true way, and unfortunately some people take the word of God and they can manipulate it and make you feel like, you know, God's schizophrenic and God's not sure what he wants. You know, if you hear the word of God for what it's worth, God is 100%, he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So therefore, you know, I know that it's God's will for people to be healed.
Amen. So the knowledge problem and the unbelief, and there's a lot of that on Andrew Womack's teachings on how to counter unbelief, and your knowledge comes through the Word of God. And change, you know, the big thing is, if we were taught the correct thing from the beginning, it would be no problem to receive healing. Because if we were, you know, but what we're being taught through the churches nowadays is the, you know, you never know what God's going to do, and God's in control. So if he allowed it to happen, then, you know, what are you going to do? You just have to pray, you know, just throw up your hands and accept it. But but once you realize that, you know, the evil listed in Deuteronomy 28 through 30, you know, there's curses and blessings. And once you know what the curses are, and it makes sense, you know, diseases and, you know, poverty and all these things are curses. So that's what we want to resist, right?
That's right. Yeah. Sickness was never a blessing. You know, and unfortunately, some churches and some Christians, and this is what I used to believe, is that, you know, some a disease is a blessing. We can, you know, God can teach us through it, and we can get blessed through it.
Right.
And, you know, if anyone is suffering with an illness, especially long-term illnesses, I believe they can totally learn from that, and God can teach them through that. But, you know, that's not God's will for them. It's just like if I went out and went and sinned, you know, just imagine I went out and committed adultery and then came back to the Lord. I'm sure God could teach me through that. I could learn a lot through that. I could witness to other people about that and tell them, you know, don't do it and what I learned. But that wasn't God's will for my life. So I think God can use sickness and illness, but that's not his will for them to be sick. Sickness is always a curse. It's never what God wants for our life. God wants us to be whole and healed.
Right.
And, you know, that's what we need to understand, is that God's a loving Father. You know, I've never disciplined my kids by hurting them, you know, by you know, physically putting disease on them or whatever. And God teaches us through the Word of God. He doesn't need to teach us through illness and stuff. I believe he's a loving God, and he's consistent. You know, and once you learn how consistent God is and how much he loves you, you know, God's love for us is so powerful. Once we get a grasp of that, that'll just really help our faith, and we'll just realize how much God loves us. And you know, it's a case of not listening to the unbelief and listening to the belief, you know. We fill ourselves up sometimes with unbelief about things and that, and if we just listen to the Word of God and what the Word says, like you said, Lynn, if we wasn't taught the wrong stuff, it would be a lot easier.
That's right.
If we can renew our minds with the truth, then it would be a whole lot easier to receive from God.
That's right. So we're undoing all this wrong teaching that we've been learning all our lives, and that's what's holding us up. And I believe that, you know, I mean, I definitely have been able to receive healing it progressively since I've learned this, a lot easier. I mean, I'm not suffering with half the things I'm supposed to be having in my condition. I'm the healthiest quadriplegic that there is, and I'm, you know, just minutes away from walking out of the wheelchair. But there's a lot of things that try to attack me every single day. I'm sure you too. You know, you start sneezing, and you just get out of here in the name of Jesus, you know.
That's right.
And you're not getting sick. I'm not getting sick like I used to. And I don't have to participate in flu season. And, you know,
amen.
It's definitely we're walking in miracles daily now. But just the things that stand in our way are, you know, whether it's unbelief or something else that's maybe needs inner healing. You know, I'm just walking in that right now and uncovering some of those things. So we got about 10 seconds left, but Ashley, thanks for joining us. And, you know, we'll be in touch, and, you know, I'm sure that I'll be on one of those healing journey things next. And
amen.
So keep us in prayer, and thanks for these last two interviews.
Thanks for having me, Lynn. Thank you.
And thanks for everybody for joining us. You can hear these again on HisAbility.com, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@HisAbility.com. That's life@HisAbility.com. Or visit HisAbility.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.